I'm Vin. She's Meg. I want to welcome you to another in our continuing series of live broadcasts on the radio over at WNEW-FM. You ready to do it?
Hey folks, let's hear it for the police!
Thank you! Very lively.
I'm just gonna tune up. You're seriously in need of a tune up, my lad.
Okay, this is called I Can't Stand Losing You.
I can't stand losing.
W tonight. Do you think they'd pick this up in England? No? Well, they might do. Hello, Mum. This is called Two Sits Everybody.
You look as if you're going somewhere.
messed up, I know where to go, Lord. Welcome to this free mission. Just take a seat, they're always free. No surprise, no mystery.
Slowly, 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 slowly. listening to The Police live from the bottom line over WNEW-FM in New York.
I'll take another drink.
Why not?
Yeah, keep your shirt on.
Take it off, don't worry. It's okay, let's see it.
This is gonna fall out. was never like this. We took all those CCDs. She opened the door for us. Then he turned to dust. She don't understand us, so don't reprimand us. We're taking the future. We don't need no teacher.
Incurable. God help me, please. Oh, there's a hole there.
see my girl?
Yes.
Conscious if I had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere. Each day seemed grey and dead, and the seeds of desperation were growing in my head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection. But I didn't want to work. I mean, by lucky chance or so, in a special magazine, an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. It is loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. So I took her to the bedroom and I pumped her with some life. And so, a moment later, that girl became my wife. So I sit her in the corner and I sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen, I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.
Be my girl, be my girl, be my girl, be my girl.
You're listening to The Police live from the Bottom Line over WNEW-FM in New York.
Roxanne, oh, this is my Roxanne, oh.
sing with the Police now. You sat down, made a lot of noise. I want you to make some musical notes this time. You follow my lead, do exactly as I do. Only just after me, okay? Only do it with feeling and passion and... Yeah? Okay. Just now. The high one was the girls, right? And the boys with tight trousers. The low one was the men. You think it's worth segregating you?
No!
No! I don't agree. This is the girls, the high one. The low one's the men. Okay, New York.
Bottom line over WNEW FM. It's the Police. Allison, back to you in the studio. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Meg Allison just walked in. Do you think they're going to do an encore?
Yeah, I would suspect so. The crowds down here at the Bottom Line are reacting in a very outrageous rock and roll manner. The band just put on one of the best shows New York has seen in a long time. And hopefully if everybody keeps making some noise, they'll be back out.
Uh-huh.
Sounded great over the radio, didn't it?
You've never seen the band before, have you?
I've seen them once before, yeah.
And?
This goes back perhaps about a year or so, maybe not quite that long, and tighter.
Well, what do you think? I mean, do you think this is something special tonight?
Absolutely. Anytime you have the Police on the radio contributing to rock and roll, that's got to mean something. Well, we're going back out on stage now for an encore from the Bottom Line. Police.
Okay.
I'm all tired up here. Really, thank you very much. Thanks again to WNEW, all you people in Radio Land. Oh, booze. We're going to do a tune again. I can't stand losing you, it's true. I guess you call it
I wouldn't really imagine that the police would be able to do much more tonight after that show. Now, are we back to Dennis or Allison in the studio?
Thanks, Meg. Boy, that's exciting. You think that's it? No more encores?
I would think so, only because, as I said, I can't imagine any more energy coming out of a band. It would almost be unfair to ask these guys to put any more forth than they already did tonight. We had a great encore from them.
Mm-hmm.
The police were on for probably at least a good hour playing real strong. And as you had told me earlier today, one of the members had been real sick for quite a while.
Yes, they come off the stage apparently in a very moist condition. And it seems that someone locked the dressing room and left the drummer out, Stewart, and that's how he got a bad cold. So I guess that they were performing under pressure tonight, weren't they, Meg?
Oh, yeah. It was the kind of thing where they were putting all out for New York, and it seems like they saved the best for us, which is always a real nice thing to do.
That sounded great.
Yeah, over WNEW-FM, we're down at the bottom line. The police are just about wrapped up, and we would like to thank some of the people involved in this production tonight. The executive producers, Alan Pepper and Stanley Snedowski, of course, for the bottom line. The broadcast engineer was Pete Feldman, technical director and broadcast mix, David Vanderhaden. And produced for radio by Richard Neer, I think we know him, and the Frenchman Craig Noble, and also thanks to the staff and the management of the bottom line, and Ron Lorman, the stage manager, A&M Records, Michael Leon and Rick Stone, the police, their management, and all of us here at WNEW-FM in New York.